We're joined now for a few moments by Congressman Garrett Graves, and we'll hear from Keith Jones, who lost his son Gordon 7 years ago today in the Deepwater Horizon tragedy. But Congressman Graves at the time was the coastal guru for Governor Bobby Jindal, and he was intricately involved in examining what happened. And Congressman, thank you for joining us, but I'm sure you remember that day, April 20th, 2010, as though it were yesterday.
Certainly have vivid memories of the day, and certainly none of them were good. That was amazing. After all the work that we've been doing on our coast and having all this oil coming in and ruining all that, and more importantly, of course, just the senseless death of 11 folks who never should have been put in a situation that they were put into. Just really awful, awful situation.
The Jindal administration at this time, and in hurricanes Gustav and Ike, was able to get assistance from the federal government, and you were involved with that intricately, and you've been critical of the way it's been done this time after the historic flooding. What was the difference in your view?
The difference between how things were handled in Gustav and Ike and handled in this flood?
Correct.
I think that when you look back at Gustav and Ike, you saw a lot more proactive efforts. There were everything from pre-staging supplies, having people on the ground ready to begin dewatering areas, people that were ready to start rescuing and all those things. And there were evacuations that were called. Jim, you may remember, that was one of the largest evacuations in U.S. history that occurred in 2008. Whereas in this case, for the flood, there were virtually no preparations. There was no request for federal resources. There were no rescue or other entities that were out there that were available, thankfully. And really just amazing is seeing how the community came together and really just filled the void in terms of doing the rescues, providing the resources needed for rescue and recovery. Just fantastic community to be a part of.
Now, yesterday, the governor in his monthly radio show, he made the case that preparing for a flood is much different than preparing for a hurricane. But I saw that you responded to some of his remarks by calling his statements fake news. You obviously are taking exception to some of the things the governor is saying. Why, Congressman?
Well, look, number one, I think it was very clear before the flood occurred that this was going to far exceed the 1983 flood, which did inundate a lot of areas. The state could have and should have called for evacuations in some of those areas, at least at a bare minimum, in the footprint of the 83 flood. Think about all of the cars, the vehicles, all of the family heirlooms and other things, the people that could have been saved had you been more proactive. The thing that really got me frustrated is when the governor made comments and they had reporters tweeting out the governor's comments saying that I refused to meet with him, when the reality was, if you look at the emails, we offered times to meet with him in the window that they offered up, and the governor rejected. In fact, he even invited him to a tulip reception at the Dutch embassy, and they rejected that invitation as well. And so, you know, look, I understand differences of opinion in some cases, but when you're flat out just not telling the truth, I don't have tolerance for that.
Well, is there any way you can patch up this relationship, or do you desire to do so at this point?
Well, look, I don't have any desire to have a bad relationship with the governor or anyone else, but you certainly have to start telling the truth at some point if you're going to have a decent relationship with anyone. And so it's the mistruths that I think got our relationship on a downward trajectory. I have offered, in fact, on your show for the first time, I offered to resign my position if I'm not telling the truth, if the governor would agree to the same thing. And of course, they've refused to take us up on that offer. So if they're going to start coming out and acknowledging that we have not been telling lies, that they are the ones who have made missteps. Even yesterday, the state acknowledged that since April 10th, the flood money has been available. The state's not even remotely prepared to start distributing the money to flood victims. This is all about the people. This is all about the flood victims. They're living in gutted, moldy homes, tents, RV trailers, travel trailers, and other things. And it's unacceptable to have this type of delay that is solely the state's fault at this point when you have urgent needs of the community for recovery.
We have about 30 seconds, Congressman, but there are people encouraging you to run for governor. Are you considering it?
No, I'm not. No plans whatsoever.
No plans.
I think my best investment is representing South Louisiana, working on these things in Congress. I think we have a lot to do on coast, on traffic and transportation issues, and that's where I'm focusing.
Thank you, Congressman. It's been a pleasure. Thank you for calling in. Appreciate
Thanks, Jim.
It.
Take care.
See you soon.